Welcome to this ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. ICMA is the premier local government leadership and management organization. The ICMA Sustainable Communities Initiative strengthens local government's capacity to meet their sustainability goals. For more information, visit icma.org.
Hi, I'm Emily Dodson with ICMA's Center for Sustainable Communities. And today I'm talking to Liza Meyer, a special projects manager with the City of San Antonio. Thank you for joining us today, Liza.
Thank you.
Today we want to talk to you about San Antonio's work as a Solar America City. Can you tell us what San Antonio was doing prior to applying to being a Solar America City?
Well, San Antonio and Texas overall has experienced a significant amount of residential and commercial growth overall. So we really needed to look for a way to obtain additional sources of generated electric power. Overall, our municipal utility, CPS Energy, does see that a diversified energy supply portfolio that comprises of natural gas, coal, nuclear, as well as renewable energy sources definitely had to be a part of our portfolio. So what we needed to figure out was a collective way on how solar was going to be a part of that diversified portfolio. Now, at that time in 2007, San Antonio was then the solar power capital of Texas because we had the largest photovoltaic array and the largest solar hot water facility. That photovoltaic array was about 200 kilowatts at the Pearl Brewery, and we have a 20,000 gallon solar heating installation at the Bexar County Jail. At that time, we also had some smaller installations, which was a 10-kilowatt photovoltaic demonstration at the Institute of Texan Cultures that opened up back in 2003. And that was really about it as far as what we had. And, also, one thing to keep in mind, the military sector has shown renewable energy leadership in San Antonio. They had approximately 180-kilowatt system built over at Fort Sam. And at that time, in 2007, was definitely the largest solar array. And then the 200-kilowatt installation did come in and was fully commissioned around 2008. So, yes, we were flourishing so far as a Solar America city, but we did grow up a lot over the last couple of years.
Can you talk a little bit more about the partnerships that you've mentioned and how they've been important to the project's success?
Sure. Over the past 10 years, the City of San Antonio has been a philosophical and financial supporter of two local nonprofits. Solar San Antonio, they incorporated back in 1999. They are an organization that provides a local focus on solar energy opportunities and barriers while bringing together a knowledgeable board of directors from varying backgrounds. Another private organization that we do depend on to provide us current information is the Metropolitan Partnership for Energy. They're doing business now as Build San Antonio Green. They were spinoff from Solar San Antonio, and they were formed in 2002. What Build San Antonio Green did was provide us energy planning, coordination, and that partnership consists of very important stakeholders such as Bexar County, City of San Antonio, CPS Energy, San Antonio Water System, our Via Metropolitan Transit, and our Alamo Area Council of Governments, as well as Solar San Antonio. We believe they are a huge part of providing us a very sustainable solar infrastructure, and they provide us great technical knowledge, and they keep us fresh, but they also provide consensus from the general public, keeping up that dialogue between us and the residents.
Can you tell us about some of the key goals of the San Antonio Solar Initiative?
Sure. First of all, we wanted to develop and adopt a realistic 2015 solar power goal. We're doing that through a solar plan that is right now in formation. We wanted to inaugurate new and revised policies and procedures at the City of San Antonio to make it a little bit easier to get through the permitting process. We want to provide useful information, examples and templates for solar energy planning, which was to be an example for other cities, as well as educate the public on the value of solar as a secure and reliable and energy choice through media relations and an event campaign. Overall, we wanted to provide the relevancy and accessibility of solar within our community. What we did through that program was bring solar home, We did our Blue Wing Solar Project, and we established a Level 3 Solar Home Certification Program.
What have been some of the program's successes over the last 3 years?
Well, I say that the city can really brag this time. From comparison to 07, 08, the city can boast over 14 megawatts of PV capacity. That's a far step ahead from the 200 kilowatt that we were boasting back then in 08. We did this through a power purchase agreement. This is really one high visibility project, and San Antonio has its first municipally owned solar installation at 235 kilowatts at the San Antonio International Airport. We also have in process about 30 megawatts of PV currently contracted through a PPA with Sun Edison, and that should be in the process, and we also have an RFP out for 450 megawatts of PV generation.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Blue Wing Solar Project and what it took to get that accomplished?
Sure. Now, CPS Energy went into a contract with Duke Energy and Dewey Solar to develop a 14-megawatt PV farm. That PV farm is located in a high-visibility area right off the highway, and it's expected to produce about 26,570 megawatts, which is enough to power about 1,800 households. CPS Energy estimates the emissions-free power is equivalent to taking 3,800 cars off the road. Again, relevancy to what solar can do for the community. Now, the installation began in full operation in November, and nearly 2 months ahead of schedule, and it contained a demonstration area that's being used to test the efficiency of 8 different PV technologies. The big one and the most visible is a 50-foot tall concentrated solar unit that tracks the sun's movement. We acquired the project, Duke Energy acquired the project from UE, but UE developed, designed, and built it. Now, construction began in April and took less than 7 months to complete. The completion of the project shows CPS Energy's commitment, again, to a diversified energy portfolio. And at the end of 2010, CPS Energy predicted that 13% of its energy capacity does come from renewable sources. Overall, CPS Energy has committed 1,500 megawatts of renewable capacity by 2020, which equates to about 20% of the total capacity. So the city does recognize and does continue to emphasize to the public the potential for economic development, which can come from solar investment. So one thing to keep in mind was during that course of construction, during that 7 month period, there was a significant amount of money generated as a result of daily purchases. So buying coffee, buying lunch, that really did provide a plus for the local businesses in the area. Little do people really recognize how much of an economic impact it is, but that is sales tax and supporting of small businesses as a result of these large installations. Really, in this case, though, what I do want to point out on the 14 megawatt is we didn't have any codes in place for this large scale of a project. So the local contractors really had to rely on the City of San Antonio and Bexar County leaders to come up with development codes. We did develop them as we went, but it also proved vital for future codes and for future solar power projects. So we do have a great platform to go by for future large solar installations.
Can you tell us about some of the other solar projects that CPS has in the pipeline to meet those goals?
Other projects, CPS Energy, yes, we do have the 30 megawatt PV that is going to be in 10 different, it's going to be in 10 megawatt portions. And that is also going to be local. That is through Sun Edison. And the 450 megawatt installation is right now in the RFP process. Due to such a high demand and high response internationally for the 450 megawatt project, they have re-released the RFP to obtain additional proposals, and in hopes that these international companies can further partner together to make and ensure a successful project. So again, that RFP was put out recently.
One of the central focus areas for the Solar America Communities Outreach Partnership is local level financing. Can you tell us more about San Antonio Spring Solar Home Campaign?
Sure. Bring Solar Home is really a terrific project. It's an initiative through Solar San Antonio, and it encourages local solar commitments and educates the community on the benefits of solar energy. Now, this is specifically for residential installations. Working with CPS Energy, City of San Antonio, Bexar County, the local installers, and local financial institutions, Solar San Antonio developed a brand aimed to simplify the process. These days, it's not too easy knowing where to start and what to do. So what Solar San Antonio released was a beta version of the campaign. It's back in 2010 in the fall. And what resulted from it was 500 applications of interest to enroll in the program. A total of 70 to 75 new installations resulted from the campaign, with a value of about $2.5 million, adding half a megawatt to the CPS Energy Distributed Renewable Energy Generation System. The campaign really cost only about $60,000 for personnel, materials, and media. It was funded by the public and private sector, which included Wells Fargo, CPS Energy, as well as the City of San Antonio. A local credit union provided low-interest loans to help a resident in obtaining the in paying for the capital costs. Really, the elements of the campaign that contributed to its success was the community leadership support. Everyone who enrolled in the program had easily accessible information to the community. The pursuit of making solar easy and understandable, and the cooperation of local companies. And what is going to, the program is still in continuation through ongoing involvement, and the program is running at its minimum, and what I'm looking at doing is providing additional funding to the Bring Solar Home campaign to bring up its momentum a little further, because I think not enough residents know about the value of this program. So I really do look forward to continuing the success of this program.
What have been some of the key challenges the program has faced?
Really, keeping momentum is the most difficult. As a solar coordinator at the City of San Antonio, keeping momentum, keeping relevancy is the hardest part of establishing a solar program and as well as its implementation, because there's relevancy in pretty much numerous projects and there's numerous opportunities. So really, thank goodness for the public outreach that Solar San Antonio and Build San Antonio Green provides. Not only do they provide relevancy for the general public, but they also provide relevancy and help me in establishing those connections with the elected officials, with higher city management, as well as keeping those connections with our electric utility. So the day-to-day aspects in keeping up with solar and making sure that it keeps its momentum is the hardest part, but thank goodness for those partnerships with those two nonprofits.
In offering advice to the other communities that are looking to start solar initiatives, what would you identify as the main lessons learned for San Antonio's efforts?
We really do recommend that future solar communities keep their relationship with the Department of Energy, because we think that definitely does add, accountability, but it also adds a notoriety to solar. Another way is making solar relevant and keeping momentum, yes, again, is a full-time job. So you really have to have those strong partnerships with your utilities. Whether it's investor-owned or municipal utility, you must have that strong partnership with your utility. And thank goodness for our municipal utility, I thank goodness every day. CPS Energy has been nothing but outstanding in going beyond in how they can make solar applicable to their energy portfolio. Really, also your local government is also a plus if you're looking at starting a solar community and you're not a part of the local government, which you really don't have to be, as a local college or university or as a nonprofit. You can look to partner with your local government and gain the endorsement, and also gain the endorsement of your local advocates. You want to get those nonprofits, neighborhood associations, any type of community organizations that see renewable energy as a priority. It is definitely there's a definite need to ensure that you have the local advocates a part of your program and ensure that success, and again, keeping solar relevant and ensuring momentum.
Considering everything that you've shared with us, what do you see as the future of solar in San Antonio?
What we want to do as far as the future of solar is expanding its applicability. I really like the fact that we did release a level 3 solar home because we want to show that solar homes are here and now and not just in the West Coast. So I really see that level 3 solar home is going to really show the future of solar in San Antonio. We recently received an endorsement and buy-in from KB Homes, which is a major home builder in San Antonio. They provide, they build about half of the total homes in San Antonio. San Antonio builds about 2,000 new homes per year, and KB Homes builds 1,000 of them. So it really was a plus for solar that KB Homes wanted to be a part of that level 3 solar home and in building green homes. Another plus on having KB as a partner in building solar homes was that all the other home builders will just automatically follow along. And that definitely is the way that the future is going to really shine in San Antonio, is through each resident showing their advocacy and their support for solar by including it in their home. And when buying a new home, we hope that that they'll definitely will consider the ease of financing a new solar home.
Is there anything else you would like to add about the work you've done in San Antonio?
We do look to improve our processes and making it a little bit easier for solar installers to install solar in San Antonio. We are looking at ways to streamline and improve our permitting and interconnection process. And so we hope to really bring down the cost to install solar for solar installers, and hopefully that, and thus that cost would be passed on to the consumer. That way, again, we're making solar as accessible as possible because the cost is definitely right, and we've reduced the return on investment. And so, yes, we are looking at ways on improving installation and our processes, and overall making it easier for a solar installer, as well as anyone who wants to install solar on their building or their home.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Liza.
Thank you for the invitation.
This has been an ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. For more information about ICMA's Sustainable Communities Initiative, visit icma.org.